The Brad Stevens interview is brought to you by Star Market. Check out the Star Market Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com.
Game one of this series is, I don't know if you want to call it a microcosm in your season. First half, perfect. Second half, a little less than perfect on Monday.
Yeah, I think that obviously, you know, that was a little bit of a microcosm, but it's hard to play at that level and maintain a lead for that long. What I would like to see us do is take probably more physical plays on offense when things get going tough. I think sometimes we try to shoot ourselves out of a rut, out of a bad run, and I think that that's when you have to really make a concerted effort to screen, post, cut, drive, do what you can to get to the rim and get to the foul line to kind of stem the tide of another team scoring the ball. Tonight will be a different challenge because they have more bodies available, and they play a little bit differently when they have those bodies available.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I think we'll see a lot of zone. We may not see quite as much as we saw on Monday.
So let's talk about the zone. Was it just as simple as making you guys think a little bit more on offense because you were in a rhythm, and then the zone seemed to take you out of your rhythm?
Well, we were actually really good in the first half against it. So it wasn't anything that I felt like we were taken out of our rhythm. Sometimes what happens against the zone is, you know what, anytime you go inside out against the zone, you get great open looks, which we did all night. The issue with that is if you start settling for those only. One of our talking points against the zone is get layups. You know, get to the rim, get to the paint. It's tough when they leave Whiteside right at the rim.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to spread those guys out. That's why you have to draw them out of the paint. That's why I'm thankful we have a defensive 3-second rule in the NBA.
Yep.
Because otherwise, if you can just leave a guy like that there, it's really hard to score. But they did a good job protecting the rim. We got a little hesitant. We didn't make as many shots. Now you got a ball game. But I thought we played a lot better against the zone than we did against Brooklyn. And I mean, we've really only struggled twice against it all year, a little bit in that half, a little bit against Brooklyn. But then, you know, I feel good about where we're headed with that.
All right, you mentioned the extra bodies Miami has tonight. Jason Richardson, who is by all accounts their best player. Magruder's back in. Justice Winslow back in. It's a much different team tonight than you faced on Monday night.
Yeah.
They're capable of doing a lot more things, I would think, even without Derrick Jones.
It's really interesting because they are. And, anytime you add that kind of talent, it makes it much more difficult. I've always thought in the past couple of years since LeBron left, the hardest thing about guarding Miami is their speed. And the other day, the hardest thing about guarding Miami was their size.
Yeah.
And so they can play different ways. And I think that this is one of the interesting things about Miami. And I know they're fighting for a playoff spot, but they have different things they can do. They have different ways they can play. He's got a little bit of the same situation we have with regard to sometimes, you know, it's hard to find enough minutes for everybody. And you can tell that from all their guys that play for them. And then when they're all out, I mean, they still the other day had Dwayne Wade, James Johnson, and Whiteside coming off the bench, even with all those guys out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really unique situation. They can play different ways. They can play different ways offensively and defensively. They don't tend to play quite as much zone when those fast guards are in.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I've always thought Eric Spoelstra was a good head coach, and it was proven after LeBron left they're still a very good team. You look at all the injuries he's had to deal with all year. I mean, you lose Waiters for a year, you lose Dragic for 2 months, you lose all these players, and they still play well. I mean, this is a testament to how good he is, the fact that they're 500 and still fighting for a playoff spot despite all of this.
Well, I think they've got good players. I think they've got a really deep roster. I think they've got a lot of options. That said, I think that Spo is one of the best coaches I've seen. You know, and you know, I know we always give compliments, but I think that having been now a head coach for 12 years and watched different guys and coached against different guys, it's amazing what you learn from every single one of them. But Spo especially, just he's creative, he's smart, his teams are tough. The nights where they have five guys out are sometimes the nights they play the best. The nights where they, you know, where it seems like they're dead in the water, like the other night, they come back and figure it out. You know, I've got a lot of respect for him.
You talked about the size that they have, and obviously they're one of the best shot-blocking teams, you know, without Adebayo and Hassan Whiteside in there. But just looking at the stats before coming to the arena today, they deflect a lot of balls. They get all the 50-50 balls. It's really quite amazing defensively, and you talked about their versatility.
Yeah.
It's not just the shot blocking. It's a lot of the other things, too.
Yeah, they're excellent defensively. I mean, right now, I just pulled that right in front of us. They're seventh overall defensively, and I think the turnovers, the deflections, the threat at the rim, all those things are a big reason why. And they can, and I just said this about the zone out in the media scrum, when you have Derrick Jones at the top of the zone, when you have Dwayne Wade at the top of the zone, when you have Olynyk, who's 7 feet, when you have Whiteside in the game, and when you have James Johnson, they're absolutely huge. And they're agile, and they're quick, and they can get their hands on balls. And I think that they just have a lot of guys that, you know, compete, play the game the way they want to play, and they make it tough to score.
Last question has to do with Micah Shrewsbury. He told the media today he turned down an opportunity to interview for Georgia State. He had Walter McCarty go to Evansville. I believe Micah had a small pass with UMass a couple of years ago. How does that work with you guys? Is it a job you say, okay, you need to go for it, or does the school contact you? How does that work?
No, that schools don't. I mean, sometimes they contact us when they get deep in with the candidate and want to talk and get my opinion and everything else, but I've told all of our assistants whatever they want to do with their careers, I'm fully supportive of, and I think that's one of our biggest responsibilities in this is, you know, everybody gets caught up in the wins and losses, and rightfully so. We're all responsible to the Boston Celtics, but 30 years from now, I think it's more about the people you were with during that time, and so anything that we can do to help guys that either stay and rise up through the ranks here, become an NBA coach, or if they want to go to college and become a college coach, anything that we can do to help them and position them and make ourselves available to them, we will do.
That is Brad Stevens. The Celtics and the Miami Heat are next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.